Hey friends, it's the 20th of July, and we are in the 20th chapter of Proverbs. And in the 19th verse of the 20th chapter of Proverbs, it says, "A gossip betrays a confidence, so avoid a man who talks too much." You know, something that's really interesting to me about this verse is that women are talked about as being gossipers, but this verse says a gossip betrays a confidence, so avoid a man who talks too much. You see, it is not just the female gender of people who gossip. Gossip is when we share information about people, not in their presence, regardless of whether it is true or not true, that would shed a bad light on someone, or that would be just be for the matter of telling people what we know. And so this verse is encouraging us to stay away from gossips. And so I don't think we have to look very far to find someone that knows everything or seemingly knows everything about everybody and to get caught up in that and very much talking negatively about people. I think this is something that Christians, if I can be really honest, I think it's something that Christians excuse with each other way too much. Very, very seldom have I been part of a conversation with people and heard anyone say, "This is gossip. We probably shouldn't be talking about this." There's very little accountability for gossip. And oftentimes Christians will gossip, and I call it the prayer request gossip, that goes something like this: "Oh, I really think we need to pray for so-and-so, because did you hear what they did last weekend? Or did you hear?" And I think that it's so important that not only do we not hang out with people who make a habit out of inexcusable gossip, but that we don't allow ourselves to be part of gossip, because gossip betrays confidence. Gossip in a church breaks unity, whether we're gossiping about a church member, a church staff member, a pastor, it doesn't matter. It breaks apart the unity, the fellowship of Christ when we gossip. So I want to encourage all of us to be very conscious about our own gossip in our own life and in our Christian circles as well. Check our motives. Ask ourselves, why would I need to share this information? Is this information being shared to shed a bad light on someone? Or is this information being shared so they will think that I'm acceptable because I know something? Whatever the reason is, if it's not a pure reason, let's ask God to point that out to us so we can protect the fellowship of believers. Lord, it is so easy to fall into gossip, man or woman, young or old, and to share information that's none of our business and none of the business of the people we're telling it to or hearing it from. So Lord, I just pray that you would remind us that it breaks the fellowship of the body of Christ when we gossip. Would you help us to check our motives? Would you help us to shed good light on people, and that we say good, positive things about people? Lord, it's easy to start talking about someone in a good light, only to share things that are negative about that person. So Lord, I just pray that you would help us, that you would guard our hearts and guard our minds and guard our words. And Father, guard our ears from hearing it. And may we, when we're around other believers, be able to speak the truth in love about gossip. Lord, that we would protect the unity of the body. Father, would we be set apart from the rest of this world who just loves gossip and the choice morsels the Proverbs talk about. But Lord, we know that that's spiritual illness for us to be gossips. And so, Lord, I pray that you'd help us with that, and that you would put us around people who are going to encourage us, and that we can encourage to speak kindly in words of love about others. May we point out and find the best in others and not the worst, Lord. May we, as we spoke the other day, may we overlook offenses, and may we be pure in heart, Lord. Thank you, in Jesus' name, amen.